And then you had something with Run Command, you got a new capability?
I did, yes. So I'm going to put a different hat on now, and I'm going to be a corporate sysadmin for a bunch of websites that we have, right? And those websites are running on, let's say, Apache instances, Apache Linux instances, Windows. Some of them may even be on-prem, okay? And as an admin, you know, I want to reach out occasionally, and I want to pull all the logs back from all those websites.
Right.
I'm curious, right? I want to go do a log dive. Is there any errors in there? Are there any hotspots, etc.? So what I ideally want to do is run one command against all of those instances. It doesn't matter whether they're Linux, Windows, on-prem. It doesn't really matter to me, right? The fact that I have PowerShell across all those now is just great. This really makes this easy.
Oh, sweet.
So what I'm going to do is, again, I'm using set credentials. I'm going to switch to a different set of credentials here because one of my colleagues actually owns all the instances we're going to hit. And then I'm going to run two filters. What I'm interested in for today's demo is I want to get all of the website properties, all of the website instances, whether they're running Linux or Windows, doesn't matter. And to do that, I'm going to use getEC2 instance with a filter looking for a value of corp website.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tagged all of the instances as a way of associating them. These are the associated resources, so instances. And from that, I'm going to extract out the instance ID property. That's what I'm going to need. So I'm going to run this command first. Okay, that will give me a set of all instance IDs, all hosts. So we're currently running 6. So it's a very small cloud website, but this could be thousands of instances, okay? The next command I'm going to write is the same one, but I'm interested in looking for the Apache hosts, the ones that are running Apache, right? And the reason I'm interested in that is we're running with pre-release software today. So obviously the new module isn't on the gallery yet.
Right.
Etc. Right? So we're gonna install it from a local link that's currently private. But realistically, in the real world, these websites might be part of an autoscaling group. Right? There may be a case of I'm using autoscaling because when demand rises, I want to spin up new instances, okay, to satisfy that demand. And when the demand falls, I want to take them away again. Right? I only want to pay for what I'm using. As part of that spin up, I'm not going to want to install additional software that I may not use, right? These transient things, they may be there for minutes, they may be there for hours, I'm going to tear them down.
Yep.
Right. So in my job, I don't want to inflict is probably the bad term, but I don't want to add any extra software on those machines that I don't need.
Absolutely.
Okay? So what we're going to do is use that Apache host collection to target a specific command to install PowerShell and the Aegis PowerShell.net core module onto those Linux instances.
Perfect, just in time.
Just in time, yes. So what we're going to do is I'm going to copy and paste this command here. And this is an example of run command shell script. You can see just
what
you might expect. I'm going to paste this in here.
And so this is the cmdlet that's...
You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to paste the install command itself.
There you go. So this is installing the PowerShell module on all those machines.
Yes, so it's installing PowerShell onto the Linux instances, and then it's putting on the actual AWS PowerShell.net core module as well.
Cool.
Both jobs done. So that's been sent across. So that's been sent to EC2's run command. That is now reaching out across all those instances in the cloud and on-prem, if need be, and doing the work.
Now that's your uniform management infrastructure you can work against.
Yeah. Now I'm going to send the actual command of real interest. I want to go off to all of those instances and pull the logs.
Now this is a part I found interesting because it's the same command that you're going to run against Windows or Linux,
yes.
Right? And that's because you have PowerShell. You just have a big switch in there.
Yes. So it detects: am I running on Linux or am I running on Windows? If I'm running on Linux, I'm going to import the Aegis PowerShell.net core module.
Yep.
If I'm running on Windows, I'm going to install the pre-installed Aegis PowerShell module.
Love it.
But the cmdlets are compatible across both.
I love it. So gone are the days where you say, oh, is this Windows, therefore send PowerShell, or if this is Linux, go send some bash.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's it. Both commands have gone out. So we can check what's going on, how are the commands running. And I could put this in a loop and say, you know, is the command done? Are we ready to go? Let's run. The install's done. I mean, those are only 3 Linux instances, so it's great. But, you know, it could be thousands of instances. We're ready to go. How about the second log command? That one's done too.
All right.
So now I'm sitting on my Mac. I've sent the command out to this fleet of instances, no matter where they are, in US East 1 or on-prem, and now I want to get the logs back. So I'm going to use the opposite of write S3 object and use read S3 object.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull that back. And what we should get is a logs folder created. Once it runs, this will take a few moments. In this build, progress output is currently disabled. So I'm working on that.
Got it.
Otherwise, you'd see a nice little banner.
Actually, you know what, the one
this is pre-release software
night is available.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'll pick that one up. There we go. I can see a logs folder has just appeared in here. If I click this again, actually, let's go into here. Let's put it in the website itself. Logs, excuse me. I look at that. There are the two sets of logs, the demos from yesterday's run through and today's logs dated 7/28.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So now I could just dive into each of those and slice and dice with PowerShell.
Wow, that's just fantastic stuff. You know, thank you for joining us. This has been a fantastic demo.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting us.